This is the Bookable Japan Minutecast. I'm Ben Mabley with the Minutecast on Sunday, the 30th of September. There's been a bit of an unusual development in Japan this past weekend, with one team looking to break away from the pack. But there's still been records broken at the top and bottom, plus all the usual drama with late winners, crazy comebacks, and against the form book 5-0 thrashings. I'll elaborate on all of that in just a few seconds. Well, hello again, and Sanfrecce Hiroshima took a massive step towards claiming their first ever J-League championship with a 4-1 victory over Sagan Tosu, as closest rivals Vegalta Sendai slipped a defeat away to Shimizu S-Pulse. Faced with a challenging fixture on paper against the side with the meanest defensive record in the top flight, Sanfrecce opened the scoring on the half hour thanks to Kohei Shimizu's solo run and finish, before being helped on their way further by a highly controversial penalty decision from referee Hajime Matsuo. Tosu defender Keita Isozaki clearly played the ball away, well before colliding with Hironori Ishikawa, after both players had run in from different angles. But Matsuo pointed to the spot to the astonishment of the away side, and Hisato Sato took the invitation to calmly plant the ball into the roof of the net. Sato turned provider in the second half, rounding goalkeeper Taku Akahoshi before cutting back for the grateful Koji Morisaki. Yohei Toyoda headed a late consolation, but Sato chased down a long ball from Michal Mikic to loft a volley over Akahoshi in the 95th minute for his club record 20th league goal of the campaign. The celebrations were doubly sweet in Hiroshima with the news that Shimizu had come from behind to beat second place Sendai 3-1 at Nihon Daira. Yoshiaki Ota crossed for right back Naoki Sugai to head home from a striker's position and give the visitors a 1-0 half-time lead. But the match turned dramatically when Vegalta defender Jiro Kamata was sent off on the hour for two yellow cards in the space of just 4 minutes. S-Pulse quickly took advantage, Kim Hyun-sung heading an equaliser from Calvin Yong-a-Pin's cross to mark his first J-League goal since his loan move from FC Seoul. Debutant Yuji Senuma, a fourth-year student at Tsukuba University, then announced his arrival by putting the hosts in front with another header on 84 minutes. Not to be outdone, Kim then embarrassed Takuto Hayashi in added time, when his 45-yard attempt slipped through the goalkeeper's fingers and over the line for Shimizu's third. Sendai are now 5 points behind Hiroshima, and only ahead of third-place Urawa Reds on goal difference, after the latter put last week's 5-0 demolition by Gamba Osaka behind them with a dramatic 2-1 win at champions Kashiwa Reysol. Moments before the final whistle, substitute forward Popo raced onto Shinya Yajima's flick-on from a terrific long throw by keeper Nobuhiro Kato, and somehow got the ball between the hesitating Ryoichi Kurisawa and Koji Inada for Urawa's winner. It looks to be a three-way battle for the title now, with fourth-place Jubilo Iwata slipping 11 points off the Hiroshima pace, with a 2-1 loss at FC Tokyo. Consadole Sapporo have broken the J-League record for the fastest ever relegation, after a 1-0 defeat at Kawasaki Frontale removed any mathematical hope of survival with fully 7 matches still to play. An utterly miserable year for Nobuhiro Ishizaki's side has seen them lose all but four of their 27 league games to date. And still needing six more points to even equal the J1 worst of 16, shared by Yokohama FC in 2007 and Shonan Bellmare of 2010. Cerezo Osaka took a major step towards ensuring that they won't be joining Sapporo in J2 next season, coming from behind to seal their second dramatic 3-2 victory in a week, this time away to Vissel Kobe. Goals in the first 17 minutes by Keijiro Ogawa and Takahiro Soma, both from Ken Tokura assists, look to have put Kobe in command. And while Fabio Simplicio pulled one back for Cerezo, the game appeared up when Yusuke Marahashi was dismissed for a reckless sliding challenge on Takuya Nozawa. But the 10 men of Cerezo fought on, levelling when Yojiro Kakitani's solo run and finish found Simplicio unmarked at the far post for his second. And when Kobe defender Kazumichi Takagi allowed a throw-in to bounce over his head, Takuma Edamura raced on to blast home the winner from the edge of the box, with 9 minutes remaining. The result now leaves Vissel just 4 points clear of danger, although manager Akira Nishino was thankful that his old charges Gamba Osaka could only draw 2-2 with Kashima Antlers, despite another brace from Leandro. Arborex Niigata achieved the shock result of the weekend, thrashing Nagoya Grampus 5-0 with all of the goals coming in the second half. Brazilian forward Michel netted twice, but the best of the bunch was a wonderful curling shot into the far corner from just outside the penalty area by his compatriot Bruno Lopez. Niigata joined Gamba on 29 points, two behind 15th placed Olmir Ardija, who clung on to draw 0-0 with Yokohama F. Marinos despite a red card for Zlatan Ljubijankic. Well, that's all from me for this time. Join me again soon for another roundup from Japan. Until then, it's bye for now.